At this moment in the young television season, when Nielsen Media Research has stunned network executives with the news that just about everything seems to be losing audience, when the World Series attracted the third smallest TV audience in history, when the only remaining Law and Order variation that isn't a show would have to involve parking enforcement, help may just be on the way.
It's not safe in Los Angeles today.
Why not?
Something bad's gonna happen, sweetheart. Just trust me.
What are you doing now?
Tonight, Kiefer Sutherland will attempt a third season as federal agent Jack Bauer in the real-time thriller 24. By real-time, we mean that each one-hour episode is 1 hour of drama, requiring Jack Bauer to pull an all-nighter each year in the interests of foiling international bad guys hell-bent on assassination or nuclear attack, or this season, bioterrorism. Joel Cerno, a creator and writer of 24, joins us from Los Angeles. And first, Mr. Cerno, has the conceit survived intact? Do, in fact, 24-hour-long episodes of drama, again, equal 24 consecutive hours of storyline?
Yes, the conceit is intact. We have not changed the format at all.
And the problem this year is bioterrorism.
That's part of the problem. There are other things at stake this season besides simply what we in the writer's room call stopping the bomb. Now, last year it was literally a nuclear bomb. This year there is the threat of a biological weaponized virus on the loose. However, that is complicated by the fact that there are drug cartel members involved in the plot line and a serious and what we hope will be a very surprising story about Jack's personal life sort of thrown in the mix.
Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer's Kiefer.
Two years ago, when I got sucked into 24 and asked you about the program here, I was astonished to hear that you really had only mapped out about the first 6 hours of the 24-hour day when you began. Right. This year, do you have the whole 24 hours all mapped out, and do you know where everything's going?
This year, we mapped out about 3 hours. It gets worse each season. about two seasons from now, we'll have the first act done, and that'll be about it. No, it, in fact, has gotten harder this year than even the last 2 years. The last two seasons, we had the first six episodes and sort of a vague idea of the next six. This season, we had sort of three episodes written before we really had an idea that would launch us to the next series of shows, which really only amounted to about three or four more shows. So we cobbled these things together very piecemeal.
Among 24 viewers of my acquaintance, it's unanimous. Jack Bauer's daughter, Kim, either should be out of this program or safely out of harm's way somewhere, but no more Perils of Pauline with the federal agent's daughter. What's her story?
I'm happy to report that she will not be running around being chased by cougars this year. She will be in the show because the actress Alicia Cuthbert is really a wonderful and wonderfully talented actress, and we didn't want to lose her. Kim Bauer is now integrally involved in the plot of the show in a way that she wasn't last year.
Do you still find it exciting, or has the burden of how you figure out to do this, how you solve the puzzle of having
it's like
people...
each season is creating a new Rubik's Cube, like building it from scratch. That's the only way I can describe it. It's like a three- and four-dimensional puzzle that doesn't get any easier. The fact that it isn't really formatted like most TV shows where you know who the character is, you got a bunch of scenes you write for the character each week, and the story could sort of wobble around it as long as your main guy is doing his thing. That's not the case with the show. I must tell you, almost every one of our shows requires serious amounts of reshooting and additional shooting, because as you're shooting episode two and you're writing episode five at the same time, by the time you're episode two is done and you're on to episode seven and eight, the storyline has changed and you have to add things to make sense to keep the real-time timeline alive. So it is a very difficult show, a very difficult process. We find this season tougher than the first two seasons by a factor of 30%. So it's not for the faint of heart doing this single storyline, real-time type of show.
Well, Joel Cerno, thank you very much for talking with us once again. And you assure us that Kim Bauer is out of trouble this year.
She's out of trouble and a new haircut.
Okay, well, it's more than we needed to know. Joel Cerno, who is a writer and creator of the program 24, whose third season begins this evening. Thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you, Robert.